Hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to What Have. I'm Gareth. You are?
Richard, welcome.
Yeah.
This.
I had like a wife beatery vest on, didn't I? So then I put a t-shirt on the top and now I look even more like.
No, you look like Julio Iglesias. Or Enrique Iglesias without the mole, obviously. Although he's had that
He's had
taken
it
off.
removed anyway.
Yeah, so you look like that. You look like, you've gone through your kind of new agey kind of hippie phase.
I feel like I'm wearing like maternity wear.
Anyway, your dad's t-shirt. Where are we? What's going on?
I need to quickly sort out the garden, and I've left some wood chippings out on the lawn. So if you head over to supremecbd.uk, use the code WTAF, you get 40% off the lot. Bosh.
You're struggling. You're struggling. Let's
But you
go
know what
straight to.
is, Mitch? I'm actually blinding myself because I didn't think it was particularly sunny today, because it wasn't. It was overcast and horrible, and the sun is just sort of breaking through the clouds. So let me pull this down.
Right. That's all right. Now it looks a bit mysterious and sexy. That's fine. It's all good.
Yeah,
We're going to jump in today
I'm
because
just.
we've only got a short show today. Shorter show. So let's jump into the first one. I'll go first. Adidas Nazis.
Right, go on.
Yeah,
It's always uplifting.
it's made laugh. Adidas bans German football fans from customizing jerseys with the number 44 amid claims it bears striking resemblance to the Nazi SS logo.
You're having a laugh.
No, I'm not. Well, I was, but it's not my rules. So basically, it looks like, I'll put a picture up here. It looks a little bit like it, but very, very, very like it, abstract. But also, it's two lightning strikes more than it looks like, the SS logo. Adidas has banned German football fans from customizing the jersey because it looks like the Nazi SS logo doesn't. The sport brand confirmed that he have blocked the personalization of jersey. How can you do that? It's your
Well,
jersey. Like,
I've got
I'll draw
personal
a cock on the front
experience
of
of
it.
that.
Go on.
Because with stuff like that, though, what tends to happen is if it's someone's 44th birthday and they get like a football shirt for the birthday, they'll have number 44 and the name on it. Like that sort of stuff happens. You also get the types that have like Davo 69.
Hitler, 44.
Why not? If your surname's Hitler.
Yeah.
But no, my sister went to watch Tottenham with her lad, Zach. Obviously, my sister was married, and her ex-husband's surname was Cooney, which is a well-known Irish name, as I understand it. And so, when they went to the Tottenham Hotspur shop to buy a shirt for Zach, who I think was like 7 at the time, to get Cooney on the back of his shirt, they refused.
No, but
Yeah,
it's
they
spelled
refused
with.
because they said it was racist.
That's his surname.
Exactly, like swear down. They said no.
Really? That
So,
is
like
insane.
my sister kicked off. And but had to get like ID out and prove the fact that no, that is his name. Like imagine a 7-year-old going, I want a racial slur on the back of a Tottenham shirt. It's mad, isn't it? And so my mate Steve, who's an Arsenal fan, obviously for people around the world, Arsenal and Tottenham are massive rivals. He took umbrage with this, as he obviously would, and thought it'd be funny to just really go at Tottenham about it. So he did, and they apologised and gave him a free stadium tour and all that sort of stuff.
Really? You got something out of your I like the fact that you wrangled that out of your brother, your nephew's issue. I got free stadiums tour out of this.
Yeah, it's mad, though, isn't it? No, I can't put that name on the back of a shirt. Why? It's racist. But it's my name.
Well, they're still at it now. So Adidas have banned the 44 because it looks too much like the SS logo. It doesn't really. I mean, what Thor's going to be annoyed with his Thunderbolts, isn't he? It's like, is that a bit Nazi, Thor? I mean, it looks a bit Nazi. I know you like. Don't get angry. Don't get
It's
angry.
just, it's just another example, though, isn't it, of this upping of the ante at the moment of just banning stuff, banning everything. And that you've got the new hate speech law in Scotland, but you've also got Tusk, who's a big bloody, he's not attached to an elephant. He's a big WEF puppet, of course. He's pushing the same law in Poland now. And it's already in place in many countries like New Zealand, Bilbigbid, and all that kind of stuff. Which is just a way of just controlling speech. But they can't come out and say, oh, by the way, we want to control what you say and what you don't say. All right, mate. So they have to set it up as if they're protecting minorities, which is obviously absolute nonsense.
Which is the same psychology of using anti-Semitism every time as a shield. It's exactly the same psychology. Obviously, these people that you're having a go at, the Zionists, are very they're not even anything to do with the Semitic people anyway, shape or form, which is a group of languages anyway, but they're using something else as a shield, red shield, in this case, to buffer themselves. So what you're saying is the same play, isn't it?
Well, of course it is, yeah. They need to sell. If they're going to introduce something that's going to take away your freedoms, they're not going to say, oh, by the way, we're going to introduce this so you can't say stuff. They go, oh, yeah, well, hate's on the rise, the far right are on the rise, all this kind of stuff. Minorities have never been in more danger. Oh, it's outrageous. What we need to do is we need to control speech, because speech can kill. I'm not sure it can. This is what makes me laugh. Words can kill, so you're not allowed to say them, but we'll still sell arms to Israel to blow up kids. All right. Yeah. I'm pretty sure me saying that someone with a cock and balls but wears lippy is a man, I'm not sure that's as dangerous as you know, white phosphorus being dropped on a school, if I'm honest.
Well, that's why it's called silent weapons for quiet wars, isn't it? Because they've got to run in there with white phosphorus and then just do that. But don't say anything. Just be quiet about it. Sneak in there.
Shh.
Don't say a racial slur while you're basically flattening Gaza, because then we're in trouble. Then the UN might do something about it.
Well, this is the joke of this whole, because obviously Scotland's hate speech law has come into place now.
You can't understand what the Scottish say anyway.
Well, this is true, actually. But so it's come in, and J.K. Rowling, to be fair to her, I have certain issues with her, particularly with the whole Israel first nonsense, but. And she was very much on the bandwagon of everyone against Israel as an anti-Semite. You know, that bollocks when they were trying to get rid of Corbyn and all that sort of stuff. She was very much on that bandwagon. But when it comes to, you know, protecting women's rights and being honest about what a woman is, she's very good.
We'll just check there. The sad thing is, though, Guess, that she won't understand that both of those plays are coming from the same people.
Exactly. Of course not. But everything's connected. This is the thing, you try and make that point of, you know, people go, climate change in Ukraine, what the hell are you on about? It's like, literally everything's connected, mate. Everything's designed to take money out of your pockets and freedoms away from you. That's it. Everything else is just details.
Yep.
But anyway, so obviously when this law came into place, you know, she basically doubled down and said, no, you know, I'm not having it. This is not a woman. It's like some, you know, big 15 stone hairy lad with a wig on, with a trouser bulge in the toilet. It's like, this is not a woman, which of course it isn't a woman. But Scotland's passed 2 and 2 equals 5 into law now, so you can actually go to prison for not believing 2 and 2 equals 5. But at the same time, it doesn't stop it being 4. It still is 4. So then what happened is, obviously, as soon as this law came in, I think there's been over 4,000 official complaints now to Hamza Youssef for his comments. He's the unelected First Minister of Scotland, for people around the world, who obviously pushed through this bill. He stood there in the Scottish Parliament, reeling off a number of job roles within a nation that is 95.4% white, spitting the word white at the end of every single one. You know, head of the police force, white, deputy, white.
So he's a Pakistani man with a Scottish accent.
Yeah, he goes on and on. And actually, you know, it's quite funny because he's an eternal victim, yet he's the leader of Scotland, having never seen a ballot box. He's done all right for himself, hasn't he? But what's happened now is the alternative in Scotland is exactly the same. It's a slightly skinnier version of him, who actually, if you search this, you'll be able to find it on Twitter, because it's been posted around a lot, gave the same freaking speech where he stood there reeling off things and going, wait, blah, 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 wait. As if, like, white is a dirty word. They, like, spit it out. Mm. So obviously there was 4,000 complaints about this, going, right, okay, what if we're doing hate? Hey, mate, here we go. And the police have come out straight away. No need to investigate this. Don't worry about it. And then lots of other people on his side in politics have come out going, oh, the fact that the far right have mobilised to report him. It's like, no, you've brought in a bollocks law,
yeah,
right? And so we're just calling you a hypocrite, which you are. Because I did it in my monologue this week for the show. If I stand there and I go, unelected First Minister of Scotland, not white. Prime Minister unelected of the UK, not white.
Yeah.
Mayor of London, not white. And I rule that off. Well, that's hate, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all right when he does it.
Yeah, it's the double standards of it all. And it's supposed to wind you up as well and cause, like, conflict, obviously, and especially conflicts in the left's mind as well, because their cognitive decline has has gone into the floor. One thing I noticed, actually, I've got the story in front of me here as well, so before I move on and say that. So it says a lot of those complaints were about Humza Yousif on the same complaint about his parliamentary run. An insider told The Sun, J.K. Rowling has had some, but not as many as Humza Yousif. It's just funny. It is funny, though, like, because these aren't laws, are they? I mean, come on. Oh. Like, they're just nonsense. That they're... It's actually making a mockery of any laws. There's no point in having any laws now. There isn't any laws. And that's what... who was it? Do out the wilt, Aleister Crowley. It's basically carnage. It's just do what you want, and we'll pick people, depending on what the agenda wants, as to whether the law applies to them.
Oh, exactly. But the other thing it tells me, though, Rich, when I look at it, I'm like, right, we've spoken about it a few times, about how they seem to be running for the finish line, that there is this great awakening, and then to counteract that, they've had to come out the shadows and are basically, look at Rona. I know people get annoyed that, oh, we're talking about Rona again. It's because it was the most obvious thing. You know, they came out the shadows with that. They literally locked you in your house, for crying out loud. But what these speech laws, anti-speech, free speech laws tell me is that they know that something's coming that people are going to kick off about. And so with Rona, they introduced all that bollocks, but then people actually eventually grew a pair of testicles and stood up.
Yeah.
And said, I'm a woman. No, they grew up, they stood up and went, we're not having it, and they fought back. And so they've learned from that, I believe.
Yeah, it's the nature of what these ancient Egyptian snake brotherhoods and all of these alchemists understand is that the harder they push these things, the more pushback they're going to get. So it's a losing game for them. They're like toddlers running for... You ever seen a toddler try and run for the front door? Most of them fall over and scrape their chin and take all the skin off their chin. That's what's going to happen. Yeah, well, if you trip them up as well, especially if they're not yours.
Yeah,
yeah,
side tackle.
Yeah, I look a bit doing that on a Halloween night is good fun.
Trying to size... I got in trouble actually years ago I saw Annika Rice. Remember Annika Rice, the TV presenter?
Yeah, she was quite attractive. I liked her.
I saw her in a yellow tracksuit, and I just went flying in, two-footed, bosh. And so I got arrested, and I was like, it literally says "Challenge Annika" on the side of the fucking helicopter.
Is this a true story? Because I don't know with it about your life.
No,
because I don't know. That could have been true because you've met some weird people. Like
that was a lie. That was a blatant lie. This is a what if, Rich, right? So obviously, you know, I do my walking channel, right? So on April the 1st, I made a fake video, right? And it's so fake, about this guy called Tonto de Abril, which translates as April Fool. He's this Spanish guy that built this railway.
Oh, right? Well, see, I watched it. And not to blow hot air up your ass, is very, very well. I mean, they are very well put together. And I wouldn't have known unless, and I didn't twig. And you told me about this for ages until I watched it. And I'm like, no, because you said utter bollocks in it. And I'm thinking, is it the theory that's utter bollocks? But then I realised it's the April Fool thing. It took me a while.
The whole thing's a joke. I put it together and I sent it to a couple of people, obviously yourself included. And my mate Steve, who runs a channel called Less Explore, which is a much bigger channel than mine. He's been doing it for a few years. Really nice guy. He came back going, I love that, mate. And I was like, no, it's bollocks. It's all bollocks. And he's like, what? And he didn't realise either. No, so now I feel bad, because there were literally only two people in all the comments. It's had like over a thousand views now. And of all the comments, only two people twigged. And everyone else was like, mate, this is great quality. And one of them was great. Was like, even with the lack of evidence, I still really enjoy this story and I love this, blah, blah, blah. And I just replied to her going, the only evidence you need is the day it was uploaded. Total fake.
It's great though, because that will live forever, like on there, and obviously grow within itself as well. But the reason why you wanted to do it to see is if this other fella would copy you. Have you got any results on that?
On a fake one, I would absolutely love that. But April the 1st, I loved April Fools. I don't think people really do it as much now, but they used to. I remember like news organisations used to do it. I was talking to my soon-to-be brother-in-law, actually. Gemma's sister's getting married to her fiance Ollie, and he's a really nice guy, but he works in media. And he was saying to me, like, they used to get like the councillors involved, and they would literally like interview the councillors about this proposal. It was all total nonsense, and the councillor would be there going, yep, I think it's going to change the town, I think it's going to do this, and would be really on form.
Yeah,
you don't see that anymore, do you?
No one's got a sense of humour because of these PC hate rules stuff. Everybody's too scared to say something. Just on another note, I met Sam on April the 1st.
Did you
really? First day we ever met her, yeah. So, Exactly. It's an ongoing one, yearly. Harry Potter, eat your heart out. Scientists develop a 6-foot invisibility mega shield. Have you seen this? Well, you haven't seen this because it's see-through. It's an invisibility mega shield. They can hide multiple people by bending light, and you can buy one for £699. And they work. Like, there's video of there. They work. Imagine that.
699. I thought you were going to say 699 grand.
No, £699. You can buy one and hide in someone else's house and just perv on them for ages. Not that that's not the first thing that came to my mind. It is. But like,
Fucking
for
hell.
you can buy an invisible shield for yourself for £700 and just be invisible. So most people grew up reading the Harry Potter book series. I didn't have dreamed about owning their own invisible cloak. Not though, you wouldn't know where you left it, would you? Now the dream can be become a reality. Scientists have developed an invisibility shield. 699, your dad posted this on his website. £699 shield used as a precision engineering lens array to bend light, rendering objects behind it almost invisible. They're pretty invisible, like if you have it in the right light, like in terms of being in someone's house. I mean, so this is the technology that we're able to buy. Imagine what the military have had for the last hundreds of years. Or hundred
Ghislaine
years.
Maxwell's going to be cheesed right off because I bet her submarine cost more than 700 quid.
It does, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, she's going to be well annoyed. Well, she'll get one of these, although she won't know she's received it. I don't know when you turn
So she'll get out of prison. We'll sort of get out.
Exactly. And if she's even in prison, the only thing, evidence I've ever seen is a drawing and her in front of a green screen. The Meg.
I thought the same there, bitch,
Yeah.
actually. Is she even in prison or is she on a beach in Netanya with
I wouldn't be surprised,
Jeff?
mate. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. The Mega Shield is the brainchild of the London-based Invisible Shield Company. It's a company. What do you sell?
Yeah, it's not the most imaginative name, is it?
Yeah, which came up with the initial idea back in 2022. Since then, the firm has developed and tested various cloaking devices before landing on the recent design. The Mega Shield measures 6 foot tall and 4 foot wide. Big fat lady or lady boy or lady man or man who's a lady, and constructed from a high grade polycarbonate using a precision engineering lens ray. Light reflected from the person standing behind the shield is directed away from the person in front of it. And this is technology that we can get hold of. I mean, you can kind of see an outline of someone, but like you would walk into them because like, you know, most people are looking at their phones anyway, but
True.
you can hide in this thing. I mean, but again, imagine what the military industrial complex have got if that's what they're flogging down Asda.
Mate, I would love to put that on. You know, when you walk, well, maybe not so much anymore because everyone's just sat at home, but in the old days, when you used to walk past parks and there'd be like five or six Sunday league matches all going on at the same time.
I
I
just.
love the idea of having an invisible cloak and just going from pitch to pitch, just nicking the ball off people as they're about to tap it in.
Oh,
Just
mate.
kick the ball away and they fall over. And everyone's like, oh, mate, how do you miss that? I don't know. The ball just wobbled.
Stop hitting me in the head. The lenses, I mean, it's 600 quid. You can get them. I think it's incredible, but what dangerous technology. You've got artificial intelligence that can basically make you sound like anyone and basically make any compromat video that they possibly ever want to. And now you've got invisibility shields. Basically, don't.
Is though, isn't it? Is there someone in the room with me?
Well, exactly. Well, there probably is. Like the only thing is that you would have to go into the room and touch all four corners, like as quick as you possibly can, see if you run into someone.
Loads of people from different realms all perving. Look at him, he's scratching his ass again.
Oh yeah, not bad. But there you go. So there you go. Invisible cloaks. I mean, it's incredible. 700 quid though. I've wasted more money on other things than an invisibility cloak. So I kind of want to get one and do a documentary, but then again, it's not very visibly appealing, I suppose, for a film.
I've never had any interest in being wealthy, rich, really. As long as I've got a roof on my head, food in my belly, and my kids are taken care of, I'm not that bothered. And I don't have 700 quid spare under the bed to just grab and spend. But now I wish I was rich because I really want one of these.
I want one
I
as
really
well.
want to just, not even to do good things, just to like body check people in Asda.
Yeah,
Do you know what I
I
mean?
do.
Straight into the dairy aisle.
I just want to know that, like, I'm going to say, like, I'm going now, guys. See you later. Going to, like, the men's or women's, doesn't really matter because you're invisible. So come out and he's just standing in the corner and you're like, you hear everybody what bitching about you when you leave. You're like, I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that. And you smack him on the head, like, now and again. Like, It'd just be great, wouldn't it? I think invisibility is one of the powers that people really want. But now you can buy it for 700 quid, mate.
In it, like invisibility and the ability to fly. I'd love to be able to fly.
Yeah, this doesn't do that, but maybe they'll do like
Tell me.
an app. Yeah, you can probably upgrade it, I reckon, Lee. But there you go. Just get your invisibility suit now, and your floating city from last week, and you're well away if you want to be a pervert spy.
Right, next up, Israel. Got to talk about Israel every bloody week. But this amused me. I don't know if you can find amusement in killing aid workers, but obviously they've bombed these.
Israel do.
Well, exactly. They've killed these seven aid workers. Two of them, I think, or three of them, I think, are British. So all of a sudden, people are outraged now. Nick Ferrari, who's like a proper freaking Israel first on LBC, is now outraged. We weren't outraged when they were killing 30 plus thousand Palestinians. Weren't bothered then. Rishi Sunak is says it's intolerable. Again, it wasn't intolerable when they were blowing up kids, mate. Not bothered. But aid workers, big problem. So but we've spoken about this before, Rich. You okay, mate? You're not gonna hang yourself, are you?
Sorry, I'm getting lifted up by an invisibility cloak. Sorry, the sun's come out, and now I'm trying to put this thing up so you can't. So there you go, you can actually see.
There we go.
Sorry.
All the ladies there got the a look at your V there. Quite a structured torso. Well done. But yeah, so we've spoke about it before where things are changing, like not quickly enough because they're still blowing up children with complete impunity. But in terms of Israel being called out, it's different now. There's people starting to go, nah, mate, that would never have done it before, especially on the mainstream media. They would not call out Israel ever. They play a little bit of lip service. Channel 4 would play a little bit of lip service because they tend to be a more left-wing news outlet. But still, at the end of the day, with the exception of Jon Snow calling out Israel a bit, no one else did, right? So anyway, so yesterday I saw the spokesman for Netanyahu's government appear on Channel 4 News, right? Two things struck me. One, the fuck is English? Like, he's as English as me and you. He's got an English name, Mercer, something Mercer, John Mercer, whatever his name is. English name, English accent, speaks exactly the same as me and you. From the Middle East, are you? So he's a spokesman for Netanyahu's government, right? So he comes on, he's like big neck, like jowly insurance hound, looks like bloody Churchill. Oh, yes, right, put the fork down, you bastard. Other people are starving while you're feasting your face out of a skip. Anyway, Guru Murphy, who I'm not a huge fan of as a presenter, he's actually starts to go at him a bit, and he's basically saying, like, are you going to apologize to the families? Because there's distraught families across. Well, of these, seven people, you're saying it was an accident. So, what do you need to investigate before you apologise? If it's an accident, he's like, we're looking to see what happened. He's like, yeah, I'm asking you if you're going to apologise, though, right? Very simple question. Just say yes, of course. We unequivocally apologise for accidentally blowing you to smithereens, right? It's not hard to say that. Anyway, he doesn't, right? And he skirts around it, and then. He starts to go on his big spiel, right, which is obviously well rehearsed. He's probably got it on a post-it note in front of his laptop, right? So he goes on this big spiel about how Israel want peace and how, absolute fucking horse shit, right? And Guru Murphy goes, oh, I'm gonna have to stop you there. Sorry, I'm gonna have to stop you there. And he basically is taken aback because they never get challenged, do they, Israelis? He went, what? But just let me finish. He's like, no, I've asked you a question. You've not answered it, so I'm not gonna let you do your propaganda bit at the end. Bosh, cuts him off. I was like that.
They've had enough.
They'd have never done that before.
Israel have. They've. I think they realise they've overplayed it. They haven't got enough time to get this done, and they've had to. The mainstream media have had to jump now. So Israel have basically been kind of without the US. They've got no support, and now they've done themselves up a kipper. So I think everyone else abandoned ship finally, after 13,000 children have been killed and murdered, and thousands more maimed and mutilated. Finally, the mainstream media has decided, yeah, I've had enough now. Like you said in one of your monologues, I've used from time to time, is it enough? A humanitarian pause? Yes. Finally, the mainstream media have said, yes, we're not going to go along with this now. Bit late now.
Yeah.
But
You
again,
notice
bit late now, but better late than never. Where do we go from here?
the anti-war savior, Donald Trump, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is promoting properties in Gaza there. Which was always the idea of it, wasn't it? They want the land. They want the land. That's why Hamas were allowed in October the 7th. I mean, it's laughable, the idea that people with wire cutters not being spotted is up there with bolt cutters on 9/11. It's absolute bollocks.
Course it is. They get a
They were allowed
tractor.
in.
Are
They
they
were
on?
allowed in
Of
on
course they.
purpose so that they would do horrific things to create a situation where Israel could get support for basically a final solution, essentially, which is
Yeah.
what they're doing.
It's what they're doing, and they haven't got it done. So where do we go from here? I mean, it's horrific. Not belittling anything they've done, and we have been pointing this out for decades before it even happened anyway. Well, your dad has, and us, the least last 7 or 8 years when we've been working together, have been pointing this stuff out way before this happened. So where does it go from here? Because now Israel have basically segregated themselves. It's a dirty word now, like Rothschild is. It's a dirty word. It's a word that has been tainted by their own actions through the decades. So they haven't got, you can't hide that anymore. So that nation now has stuffed itself up in terms of the sad thing is 99% of the people there are good people. It's the
Of course they
government.
are.
Yeah.
They were lab rats for Pfizer.
Yeah.
So this is
That's
the thing that
sad.
gets me when they say, you call out Israel, you call out the Zionist political ideology, you call out Lukid or Netanyahu or whatever, then it's always anti-Semitic. Dude, define anti-Semitism towards me then. Okay, well, hatred of Jewish people. All right, I want the one injecting them and killing them, mate.
No, also that
This
even.
fucker was. And he literally used the term lab rats for Pfizer.
Did he?
Yeah, he's on record as saying that Israel was a testing ground.
Yeah, and he's on record saying
Pfizer
that
infection.
Hamas should be supported as an excuse for them to go in and do what they needed. They need
Oh,
them, and he's on record. He says they say this, but people cognitively won't allow that in because fake news, which is not obviously, but also they have to. Come to terms with the fact that they played their role in something because of their own inability to drop their ego and go, hang on a minute, maybe I've been manipulated into something that I don't really understand now. Maybe I've been used like everybody else. And that's, we all got to be aware of that. Like the Trump supporters need to be aware of that. The J. Robert Kennedy supporters need to be aware of that. Although, like him, something happened there. So, a good, it's a good that the mainstream media decided to jump. Where do we go from here? I don't know. I
I mean,
hope.
RFK Jr. knows who killed his dad.
Yeah, CIA, and he's openly said it. So.
Simple as that. He knows who killed his dad, and he knows why. Which I believe is potentially why he's not going against Israel and
Yeah,
dare.
I think so. I think something. I spoke to Dean Henderson about this, and because he's very much like going to vote for Kennedy, and I put these like difficult questions to him. And it does appear that we both kind of said that something happened, a compromat. I mean, he had a drug and drink issue from his early days. He was a bit of a womanizer. They probably got something on him. He switched overnight. He had that Rabbi Shmuley hanging around him for a while there. That if you look at everything else he said, the pro-Israel thing doesn't match up.
No, it doesn't.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't get compromised then.
Basically,
That's
yeah.
my answer.
Yeah.
Also,
This.
the other thing with that, Rich, is the perception of being squeaky clean is never a good thing. So if you look at people that put themselves out there, say in the music industry, someone who's squeaky clean, someone or even the TV industry, look at someone like Gary Lineker, someone who puts themselves out there as Mr. Nice Guy. They never
Yeah.
are. But Mr. Nice Guy, then when stuff comes, Philip Schofield's perfect example. Mr. Nice Guy,
Yeah.
Mr. Boy Next Door, then he does stuff.
Like some, yeah.
Yeah, he's next, he's visiting him. He does stuff, and everyone's outraged and they can't believe it. If Liam Gallagher had done that, not give a shit.
No, you're
Not give
completely
a shit.
right. Yeah.
So don't pretend to be squeaky clean, just be honest from the
Yeah.
beginning, and then no one can get you. It's like that final scene from 8 Mile, where he does the rap and he destroys himself in the rap and then hands the microphone over. It's like, go on then. We can't because you've already done it.
Yeah.
So I always think
You're
Kennedy
completely right.
just come out and say I had a few beers,
And
whatever.
naughty. Yeah. It is
Anyway.
completely right. You're right. And also politics by its very nature is a swamp. There's no clean people in politics. That's not the nature of the whole thing.
Absolutely.
So, and Dean said the same thing. It's like people have got this idealistic view of someone who wants to come and save them, which is the whole Jesus thing, really. Jesus also was a bit of a tyrant, if he was ever existed either, depending on who you ask. So
Jesus was
it's
a smackhead. That's what I heard.
there's a t-shirt. Speaking of smackheads, he does it for a living. Oh, that was a great segue.
There
Mike
we go.
Tyson.
That was a good
Yeah,
segue, actually.
former world heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson is hoping to deliver a knockout blow with his new cannabis product. This is brilliant. edibles in the shape of nibbled ears.
Oh mate, what's his face?
Holly,
Who's Holly? What's his name?
Holyfield.
Holyfield. What's
Yeah.
he thinking?
I know.
Fucker bit my ear off, scarred me for life. I had to have plastic surgery.
He's the one who did
Now
the
he's making
grill,
money
didn't
off
he?
selling my ear-shaped gummies.
This is brilliant. The bizarre products are a nod to when Tyson infamously bit off part of the ear of his opponent, Evander Holyfield, in their WBA heavyweight championship in Nevada in 1997. Everything happens in Nevada. The edibles have been released by Tyson 2.0, a cannabis company founded by the iconic boxer known as Iron Mike. This bit made me laugh, though. So that's all like, oh, that's fun, isn't it? Yeah, that's a bit. And then the next bit was, you got from that bit by Iron Mike. The former boxer was convicted of rape in 1992. So it's a fucking jump. Has
There we
also
go.
been accused of domestic violence. Anyone who knows about that rape accusation can see that that was a Mossad setup. So I'm not buying that he actually did that as well. Same with Tupac and the whole sodomy thing. Like he went to prison for 2 years. Totally ridiculous. That was a clear setup. I personally, who's looked into that, I don't buy that he was actually he actually did that. I don't. But he was convicted of it in 1992. Stu Zakim, a publicist for the cannabis dispensary, the travel agency in New. In Union Square, told the New York Post, they're honouring this convicted rapist and wife beater as a role model. We should use much better role models. Well, that's
Like
fair.
me.
That's the bit. Fair enough. That's fair enough. I mean, he is convicted of
You
it.
met the poor
Personally, I don't
mate
believe
for the
he's
job.
never. He's never said that he did it. He's always denied it. He's always said that it was a setup, Mossad setup. If you watch it, it's quite clear that this young lady was a model when she was put into his world when he was probably one of the most famous people on the planet at the time.
Was
But
this
again, he's
before or
convicted.
after he was attacked by his own tiger in the garden?
I think it was before.
Because that's crazy,
I
that
think
story.
it was before. I didn't know that one. Is that that's from a film, isn't it? It's The
No,
Hangover.
he had a tiger in his garden. It went for him.
Will fuck about, won't you? That's what
Well,
happens when you've got too much
to be
money.
fair, if a tiger went for you or a tiger went for me, we wouldn't be sat here doing WhatsApp, whereas he's still around. So it just shows how hard he is, doesn't
That's
it?
true. Yeah, he's fighting again, isn't he? Tyson's 1997 bout against Holyfield, the second time they met in the ring, became known as the big fight, the big bite fight, following in Iron Mike's act of partial cannibalism, just a bit, just a
It was
bit.
pretty weird. I remember watching it.
Yeah,
Not like boxing, but I did watch it at the time.
it was weird. It was weird. The guy has obviously got some serious mental health issues, and he is convicted of it. So, like, you know, I get what they're saying. He's not the best role model to sell this stuff. But then again, he's selling cannabis. Again, he's not trying to sell you like a fridge freezer, is he? So, you know.
It's difficult though with that because I don't know what went on. I've read a few bits and bobs about it, and it doesn't look as cut and dry as you would like.
No.
But at the same time, it's difficult because people go, oh no, but he was convicted. It's like, yeah, but so were the Guildford Four, for crying out loud. Like lots of people are convicted. And other people say, oh yeah, but there's no smoke without fire. Yeah, there is. There's smoke without
There
fire all
absolutely is.
the
Look at what they tried
time.
to pin on Assange. Like, do you know,
Exactly.
these things happen. These things do happen, especially at that time to African American famous people. It happened. Tupac was convicted of something he didn't do. It's so that was a trend, especially in the early 90s and late 80s. It was something that happened. So
Did
again,
Tupac harm someone then?
he went to prison for sodomy, which is all the rage now.
How's he gone to prison? So,
I didn't go to prison to be sodomised, although that may have happened, because it was an illegal in the state that he apparently did it in. I don't know.
how did they find out?
They've got one of the
Invisible
invisible. Been around for ages, mate.
There we go. Come
Yeah.
all the way around again. Found the link.
He could have been. I mean, I wasn't there, was I? Tyson could be guilty of that, but from what I've read, I would be inclined to believe that was a Mossad type setup, but. There you go. But anyway, he's selling edible cannabis ears now, so there's
You
that
want it
one.
done, head over to supremecbd.uk. Grab an ear. Gaypril, did you see that? The month of I did it as my closing in this week's show actually, where I basically just reeled off all the different weeks and months and days to commemorate the LGBTQ recurring community, because there's so many now. It's literally every day of the year actually. But they've announced a new one, which was Gaypril. And when I saw that, I was just like, just wait a month and change one letter.
Maypril.
Well, gay.
Yeah, because it was gay.
Far easier.
Of course it could be, yeah.
Because
April
obviously this,
gay.
there's all this fallout, isn't there, from
Yep.
this Transgender Day of Visibility. So when I was a kid, it was Easter Sunday. But it's changed. People would have a roast dinner and chocolate eggs, whereas now it's like a day of visibility. I don't even know what that means.
Take you off your suit, your £699 suit.
Well, do they disappear at midnight?
Pumpkins. Yes, they do.
It's just, I don't understand all this nonsense. Like, just, we just want to be then. Just
No
be
one
then.
cares.
No one cares. Like, this is the thing. People, like, I got called far right today again, quell surprise. And it
What's
was
that
like,
on Twitter by any chance?
yeah, you hate gay
Yeah.
people. I was like, well, I don't. You hate transgender people. No, I don't. And it's like, you're scared of, blah, blah. I'm not scared of anything, mate. Like, hence the phobic. I'm not, I don't like spiders that much, to be honest, but I'm not phobic of anything. I just can't be arsed with the nonsense. I don't want you reading fucked up weird shit to kids. I think that's wrong. I don't think we should sexualize till children, which isn't that, well, now it is a far right view, to be fair. It never used to be. But the left just went mad. That's what happened. My issue with it is just stop throwing it down people's throats. Just do literally. Stop doing, just get on with it. Just
Yeah,
be, man. Just
but
be.
that's what
Live
it's all
your
about,
best
though.
freaking life.
Like, a lot of young people that are getting into it are doing it for attention. We put a story today on your dad's thing, a study that's come out, as much as you can trust studies, but I would be inclined to believe this, that any that people that by the age 15, people that are going through sort of gender dysphoria, grow out of it. Of
Of
course
course
they
they
do.
do.
Of course they do.
Of course they do. We've spoke about this many times. When my sister was young, she was called the tank because she played football. She was proper laddish. She had short hair and she was a unit. And I had long blonde hair, nail varnish, eyeliner, and I was skinny as a rake, feminine as fuck. If we'd have both existed now,
You two going to school together? Those Ikes.
well, she was 7 years older.
Ikes, yeah, they're
Yeah, we
going
were
on about reptilians.
together.
The reptilians ain't even the start of it. You've seen the kids. It's like
Yeah,
Jesus, yeah.
but this is the thing. Like, if we were kids now, we would have some fucking s school social worker in our ear. Are you sure? No, just like Kurt Cobain.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I was into nothing like that, so I never went through that phase. But like, which is weird because I mean, we're the same age pretty much. Yeah, I never really went through that. But yeah, exactly.
We
So
had
like
big
they,
sisters. We used to dress me up sometimes.
who
It
did?
evolved from being a sausage roll, where she used to roll me in a blanket and then try and sell me to my parents as a sausage roll. Right? It evolved from that to, let me just, cut She-Ra's hair like your He-Man dolls. Let me cut She-Ra's hair and
Yeah.
make pink spiky hair like freaking Annie Lennox. And then that evolved to then me being dressed up. So then my mum gave her some money. And went, do you mind taking Gaz to get his hair cut? So she took me to get my hair cut. I came back. Mum went, the hair doesn't look any different. You've got two earrings. And my sister told me, I've got two earrings, both in my left ear. Posh. And no haircut. Mum was livid.
Old is your sister's wasn't that much older than you, though, was she?
7 years. So she was about four,
Really? Oh
about
wow.
seven.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had my sister's 3 years older, but she used to pretend to play teacher and make me sit on a sit at the school desk and do lessons when I got home. Now she's a school teacher for three schools in the same like district, so she just carried on the trend. Maybe that's why I didn't do so well at school. I don't know. Let's blame her. Right, let's get
No,
an.
I was the opposite, Rich, because my sister was such a nightmare at school. Obviously, I followed her years later, and as soon as they saw the surname, oh, for fuck's sake. So I was tarred with the same brush. So I was instantly disliked by some teachers. And then I thought to myself, right, I'm going to prove you right.
That'll show you. That'd be a lesson to learn. Let's do
I
one more before we go then.
B, just to prove you right.
You're the teacher and you're the know all of everything. I always, as I said to you, I think I said on the stage when we did the live last week, I always knew they didn't know what they were talking about, and they always knew that I knew. And there was this kind of like knowing between us of like, this is
Yeah,
bollocks, isn't it? This is
I'm blagging
bollocks.
it, and that little shit knows I'm blagging it.
Yeah, that little shit with his feeding himself at home through a tube. What does he think he
Yeah,
is? Yeah,
is
go
that he? We need a hate law to protect him.
Yeah, and look how well I turned out.
That's it. Go on then, what's your last one?
Last one. They found a door in Antarctica.
Cool. Head over to Supreme CB. Right. Where's this door go then?
Fuck this. A screenshot was posted on Reddit's conspiracy channel, which some 2.1 billion. Basically, it's a door. Why have I put the wrong one around the wrong way? So, for centuries, Antarctica's explored barren landscapes have been the source of conspiracies. Sometimes far as far-fetched as those, even Julius Verne, who raised an eyebrow. I don't know who that was. From a theory that Adolf Hitler survived World War II in a base under the ice, there is a lot of evidence to suggest that. Whether that's true or not, I don't know, but it's still evidence. To another, credited to flat earthers, there you go, I love how they combine the two, that Antarctica is a wall that surrounds the Earth. Both have been debunked. No, they haven't. No, they haven't been debunked. How can you debunk that? You can't
They've
debunk that.
said average. They've said dev.
You could just not believe it. They can't debunk it. That's just ridiculous. But in the age of the internet and social media, all was fair game. Yeah, including having your own opinion. Google Maps sleuths have now discovered a door in the Antarctic. A screenshot was showed where 2.1 million members saw it. It shows a glassy rectangular shaped mast partially buried in layers of snow. Users were quick to take a stab at what this supposed door could be. Imagine just finding a door in the middle of Antarctica. I mean, that is some way to go home from, like,
That's Truman Show shit, though, isn't it?
do it all. You know, I've just. Where did you leave the front door? We've just come out B&Q. We drove through the Antarctica on the way
Door,
home.
front door, some hinges. Where is it? I'll put it in Antarctica. You didn't tell me where to put it, so I just thought on my feet.
Shoved
Stuck
it
it
there.
myself.
Some suggested it was underground entrance to a base camp, while others said it was a strange facility for seeds. I don't know what that means. Is that
For
you've
what?
seeds? Is that like, are they talking about like a race of people?
I don't know. Or do they mean in terms of storing seeds if it all goes Pete Tong?
Yeah, I think that's what they mean, but it's
Sort of populate the earth, I guess.
with Pete Tongs. According to the coordinates, it's just a few hundred meters away from Japan's Showa Station, a permanent research base on East Umgul Island in Queen Mood Land. So there is a Japanese base there, although apparently it's completely conspiracy theory to think the Germans might have had a base there. Okay, but the Japanese definitely did. You know.
It's the worst name for a secret base, though, Showa.
It really isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that is. Yeah. There you
This
go.
is not going to get any bigger because it's a shower, not a grower.
Well, seeds there. There's seeds everywhere.
True, yeah.
Apparently, yeah, so they found a door. What's behind that door? What's that show where you go and knock on someone else and you try and figure out through the keyhole?
Through the keyhole. I thought you were going to be like ginger knocking then.
Yeah.
Through the keyhole. Who lives in a house like
Like
this? We were
this.
on that twice as a family.
No way.
Through the
Really?
keyhole. Yeah.
Really?
It was funny because once it was when we were kids and when dad was at the BBC and it was our house and so they got it. And the second time they did it, we were living in rented accommodation in Wiltshire, where all the bloody decoration carpets and everything weren't ours. It was horrible and they didn't get it because there was no link to anything. Bloody pointless. I think they were scraping the barrel at that point.
They've got your dad on twice. Yeah.
But he came, yeah, he came round, Lloyd Grossman, and he was literally on the phone to his restaurant constantly. I remember that. He was
See,
always getting updates from the manager.
this
It's
is
like,
why.
your art's not in this TV show, is it, Lloyd?
This is why earlier on when you said that you made that joke about meeting that person, I wasn't quite sure if you were being real or not because you know you never know with
Kept
you.
a weird life, yeah. But I
Yeah.
did not challenge Annika, two-footed or otherwise.
Yeah, I always thought if she fell out that helicopter, she definitely would be challenged, and that'd be a whole different show. But I'd tune in.
I'd watch it. I'd be more likely to watch it.
Where can I get the CBD from?
Let's challenge Annika to eat for herself. Head over to supremecbd.uk, use the code WTAF, get 40% off everything. Amazing.
Bosh.
Bosh.
There you
Cheers,
go.
Rich.
See you later. See you in a week's time.
See you
Bye.
later. Be safe.